Well, you just go play ball. I got to trust my guys up front and guys outside to get open. But, I mean, they're a good defense. They're playing probably better than they did when they won the Super Bowl as far as keeping teams out of the end zone and causing a lot of havoc out there. So it's about studying them as best we can, going out there and executing. And, you know, I can't sit back there and hold the ball against these guys. Obviously, they're going to be bringing it. So it's a matter of you know, letting those guys up front do their job and, like I said, get those guys open outside. You know, they both have great, you know, personnel, obviously, great quality players, fast, a lot of speed. They match up probably across the board as far as linebackers, safeties, and corners go. They do some pretty funky stuff as far as lining up with their different kind of bodies they have. I mean, they got some D linemen that are great athletes with their D line bodies, but they're playing linebacker, they're playing in space, dropping back, playing safety, going out, covering your tight end. So, you know, they do a lot of funky looks. But like I said, it's going to be, if they give us a look like that, you got to rely on your, you know, your protections, your schemes and everything to hopefully get a man on a man. And both defenses are very good. And I think, you know, like I said, these guys are playing really well right now, a lot of confidence. Yeah, you know, you can only just go and, you know, hope to pick up on some schemes as far as how, you know, how we did move the ball on some plays. And they're not going to, you know, obviously they've changed their personnel a little bit and Ray's there and we got Trevor to deal with. So, you know, yeah, looking at last year's film, you know, much helps is going to be. We might find a few things on there. But, you know, what we're looking at is this year and how well they're playing. No, it's nice. He's shown what, you know, why we brought him in here. He's making big plays for us. Even the play in New England, the first one, I mean, he used his body to back that DB down and catch the ball. And, you know, you can see what he does after the catch with space. He's fast and hard to tackle. So I'm liking throwing the ball, and hopefully we can, you know, keep connecting.
How important is a running game?
Well, it would be very key to keep us in manageable situations. You know, this defense is going to obviously make some big plays, and we kind of try to – obviously no turnovers and try to stay on schedule, you know, stay in second and six, third and four, third and five. You know, if you get in those long yard situations, that's where they thrive. So, you know, we got to obviously run the ball well, and I have faith in the guys up front to, you know, it might not be the most pretty run game ever, but if we can eke out the positive yardage and keep doing that, you know, hopefully throughout the game we might bust a few.
Probably just assume not to catch up with Trevor during
the game. Yeah, I don't feel like talking to Trevor much during the game. Afterwards, I'll go and see him. Hopefully, he'll stay far away from me. But Trevor's a great player. He's going to be motivated to come in here. And, you know, the only thing we got going is our guys have practiced against him a lot. So, you know, hopefully they can, you know, neutralize him that way. Well, obviously, if a situation arises and there's a crease, I've got to do that. That's what I do. And, I still got to be able to get out there and be smart with the ball, and you know, there's going to be opportunities, and if I can see them and get to them, then hopefully we come out with positive yards.
You think back to the like 50s and 60s, when a lot of quarterbacks call their own game, like Johnny Unitas called his own game all the time. Can you imagine the way defenses evolved? Did that still happen? Did you want to be that guy that?
Well, the game plans we put in, it'd be tough, but, you know, there could be a time when that happens where you know, cut back on maybe the game plan, put in a package where I would call myself, but in this stage, you know, I'm leave it all up to, you know, Heimerdinger and Shanahan to get us in the right place. They got a good view of what the defense is doing, and they can think a little more clearly in between plays and get ready to call what would work.